Grady's Heart. A heron the shade of weathered shingles sails into the wetlands at the center of a wildlife refuge west of Boston. Felled trees ring the outer edge, and a pair of mute swans glides behind a thatch of rushes at the mouth. Two old friends with binoculars sit on a graying bench, waiting for something new. A smear of sunscreen sits on one's earlobe. The other one has a mashed nose with a pockmarked Irish face. Sunscreen pulls out his Roger Torrey Peterson, bemoaning the name change of Myrtle to Yellow Rumped. "You can't win 'em all, Jack," his companion says with affection. This comment contains a bucket of past bowling strings, 5 children and 8 grandchildren between them, a growing list of avian sightings 4 decades deep. A downed white moth opens and closes its upright wing by the foot of the man with the ruined face, a meek bellows fanning at the air. That night in bed, as he waves goodbye to the tilted world, he thinks again of that hinged farewell.